Carter, your thoughts reflecting on the series with Regina and why you think it didn't go your way?
It's disappointing, obviously. Like we talked before the game, you don't want to go four games straight, especially in your last year. So very disappointing that way. We just said it time and time again, we did enough to win each game. We, defensively, we shut down. We let weak goals in as a not just Bozy, like our whole line. We had one again last night. Key guys weren't stepping up again. We just didn't do enough to win, and you do that at the right times, and it's going to cost you a series.
Going down the stretch when you had your struggles there in the losing streak, were there things that were happening there that carried on into the playoffs?
I don't think you could kind of pick or key on too many things like that. That was a tough stretch, but I think just overall, we just didn't work hard enough. We didn't buy into the system. We didn't put pucks in that. I mean, you could say so many things about it, but I don't think going back to that seven-game series, nothing kind of really creeped in to these.
It's sort of easy, too, to when you lose, to pick apart every little thing that goes wrong. I mean, at the same time, you're in 3 one-goal games, and then game four was tied at, zeros midway through the game, and very small details and moments that could have shifted it one way or the other. Could be a 2-2 series today pretty easily, couldn't it? And is it hard to pinpoint what goes wrong in a situation like that when it's that close?
I mean, it's tough to pinpoint any game, but especially in playoffs. It should be 2-2 right now, really. If we bear down and when we finish, it should be a 2-2 game. We should be on the bus to Regina right now. So you don't want to sit back and think about the what-ifs right now. It's too early for that, and then, things are said they don't want to be said. So,
Maybe just tell us about the emotions last night of when that game is over, the last time you have a WHL jersey on.
I didn't think a moment would come, honestly. Like, being in this league for a while, I drive with Glenn Godden every day, and I was his position as 17 years old. Both drove crappy cars. We both, had it going for us at 17. It's just kind of looking back at his career is just starting and mine's just finishing, and it's sad. I've never had tears after losing in, playoffs like that, and to finish and just know that real life starting, and you can't really go back to junior hockey for something else is upsetting. But at the same time, I'm not the first guy to go through it. I won't be the last.
How do you look back on your junior career and some highlights or just feelings about how things went for you in your time in the Western League?
I've been happy with my junior career. I've had some problems with injuries in the past with shoulders and stuff like that, but I felt like overall I played all right in my junior career. I've been happy with the way I've been producing and playing, and I'm proud of the people I've met and happy that I've made friendships and, met the people I have and played for coaches that I have and with players that will move on and play in the NHL soon enough and guys already playing in the NHL. So, I don't think I should be disappointed in the way my career's gone at all. I wish I could go back at 16 and start all over again, though.
Only in Swift Current for 1 year, but, maybe just tell us about your time specifically in Swift Current here.
Yeah, it was definitely completely different going from Kelowna, big market team, to Swift, obviously a small market team, and playing in front of 6,000 fans every night to 2,000. So, it was completely different the way everything's ran to, the guys in the room, to the city, to everything. But I think at the end of the day, I look back at it, it's a good learning experience for me. It's a good, life lesson. I was just kind of, Kelowna's got such a good team with a bunch of skilled guys, and I was playing a third, fourth line role for the last couple of years because they're just so good and so deep, which, you got to do that at some point. But at 20 years old, you want to play, and thankfully, Lammer gave me the opportunity to play and play a lot and put me in key situations and made my last year enjoyable.
Well, and you got here and made enough of an impact. They put a letter on your jersey. You became a leader in the dressing room. You played big minutes in key situations. How do you feel like that helped your evolution as a player?
I think big. I feel like I've always been a leader in the room without a letter my last 3 years. So getting a letter was obviously a huge honor, but at the same time, I don't think that it changed me in any way. I feel like I didn't have to step up in a sense to be more vocal or be a different leader in that sense. But obviously makes you feel good when you have a name on your chest and stuff like that. So, but just playing the key situations was huge, and at 20 years old, that's all you can really ask for.
What were the relationship like with the guys here? I know a lot of new faces even after you came. How were you able to kind of bond with the guys in Swift Current?
It was good. Just with Caver and Gore right away, the 220s, they brought me in. You know, I couldn't really ask for any better group. They treated me well. It was like I was here for 3 years with them. We all talked about experience when I first got here, and you know, even the younger guys were all really good. Go along with them. Even though I was here for 5-6 months, there'll be guys in that room I'll talk to for the rest of my life. So it's good.
Now we've heard that today you're getting an opportunity to go play pro hockey right away. Congratulations on that, and tell us how you're feeling heading into it.
It's going to be a little different, obviously. I'm used to hitting 16 to 20-year-olds, not 20 to 30-year-olds, so hopefully some big man doesn't come after me if I rough him up a bit. I'm sure he maybe will, but no, it'll be a good opportunity. It'll be a good, you know, test to see where I'm at and just kind of taste it to see if next year hopefully I can get a chance, and if not, if I want to go to school or not. So just basically, they only got 4 games left, so I play in a couple of days, play Saturday, I guess. So just get a feel for it and see what it's like, and hopefully something good happens.
Do you feel like you're ready to make that step? Does your game translate to the pro game, hopefully?
I honestly think my style of play is more of a pro style, just more systemized, more kind of a little bit tougher, physicaler, but at the same time, it's going to be faster, so I'm going to have to set my game up that sense. But, you know, I could sit here and say, yeah, I think I'm ready for it, but I really won't know until after the first period comes Saturday.
What do you think you need to do in a short period of time to show them and to show yourself that this is the direction that you want to go?
I think for myself, just give myself every opportunity to succeed. You know, it's only a couple of days here to turn around, but when I get a chance down there, just, you know, play my game, make something happen. Obviously, there's going to be people watching if it's AHL, NHL. You know, everything kind of trickles down. So, yeah, just hopefully give myself an opportunity to do something good.
All right. Thanks a lot, Carter.
Appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. Thanks for everything.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks very much.